The American Civil Liberties Union is suing the United States Conference for Catholic Bishops on behalf of a Michigan woman. At the heart of the issue is whether women can get appropriate medical care at a Catholic hospital. This is becoming more important because more secular hospitals are merging with Catholic-affiliated healthcare providers. By our count, of the 187 hospitals in Michigan, 26 of them are Catholic. That's 14%. Joining us now are Carrie Moss, the Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan, and Dr. Lori Friedman. She's an assistant professor in medical sociology at the University of California, San Francisco. Carrie Moss, let's start with the case in Michigan that led to this lawsuit. What happened?
Well, a young mother came to us some time ago and told us a story that she had been pregnant and gone to Mercy Health Hospital in Muskegon, Michigan. It's the only hospital for about 30 miles around her. It's affiliated, as a Catholic hospital. She was 18 weeks pregnant and her water had broken. So she went for medical care. The hospital told her that they couldn't do anything to help her. They sent her home. She returned the next day. She was bleeding. She was cramping. They sent her home again. Again, they did not tell her about what any of her options were. She returned a third time, and then at that point, she kind of went into labor, and she was taken care of. But at that point, she already had a significant infection. We decided to represent her and to file this lawsuit naming the Catholic bishops and charging them with negligence because she did not receive basic information about what healthcare options were in her best interest.
Let me stop you there. So why not sue the hospital? Why sue the bishops?
Because this case is not about one person or one hospital. The challenge here is that there are these medical ethical directives that the bishops have written that govern practices in Catholic hospitals and supersede what is really should be done oftentimes in the best interest of the patient. And we believe that her case really kind of epitomizes something that is happening nationwide to women who are, you know, pregnant and suffering and not getting the best treatment they should.
What are these issues concerning the ethical and religious directives the bishops require Catholic hospitals to follow?
The ethical directives prohibit abortion, and those are interpreted presumably pretty broadly. And in cases like this, where a woman is actually in the throes of a miscarriage, they're being interpreted so broadly as to prevent her from getting basic health care that's in her best interest.
Lori Friedman, how have we seen the U.S. bishops' directives impact patient care across the United States? Is this commonplace?
Yes, I do research with mostly OBGYNs in the United States about their experiences trying to deliver obstetric care in Catholic hospitals, and the ethical and religious directives for healthcare services are standard. They're attached and part of the contract of doctors nationally who are working in Catholic hospitals, so pretty much any doctor I've talked to is aware of the basics of the directives, restrictions around abortion, and usually other related reproductive services.
Well, Dr. Friedman, why can't people who are concerned about these religious doctrines implemented by Catholic hospitals just go to hospitals which are not affiliated with Catholic health care?
Well, like in the case of Timmy Shamin, she didn't really have another option for care nearby. That's common. There are a number of sole provider hospitals that are Catholic. I think it's the last statistic I saw was something like 8-10%. So sole provider hospitals are hospitals designated as the only one near a certain population in the area. And so
So there might be one hospital in a county or serving several counties, and it just happens to be affiliated
right.
with Catholics.
So some patients just won't have a choice about care. But then you have to look at the other fact that some patients will have no idea how this could affect their care and not be concerned that the awareness that patients have about the directives, I think, is probably pretty low and probably merits research.
Carrie, how much of a problem is this going to be to get by the federal courts. I mean, this is tough. You're talking about religious liberties here.
Well, nobody in the ACLU is certainly not telling the bishops what to believe. What we are saying is that these directives cannot trump medical practices that are, you know, need to be taken in the best interest of women's health. And in this case, Ms. Means was never told the truth about her situation. She was never told that her fetus had little chance of surviving, that by attempting to continue the pregnancy, she was putting her own health at risk, or that completing the miscarriage was the safest approach for a woman in her condition. And so we really have here not religious freedom as the issue, but you know what happens when you have the best interests of the patient being trumped by somebody else's religious beliefs.
This is something that's come up before. There was a nun who was an administrator of a Catholic hospital who ended up being excommunicated because she interpreted the directives by the Catholic bishops differently. This is something that we've been talking about but skirting around for some time. Why do this now? Haven't there been cases like this in the past?
Certainly. I think this is happening much more than people believe. I mean, many women in this position are traumatized by it. They're afraid to come forward. They don't realize that anything wrong was done to them. But I mean, the reason we got involved was because this woman came to us, you know, specifically asking for help. So it became a case that was important to bring to the public's attention and certainly to, you know, bring to the court's attention.
Dr. Friedman, do we know if the doctors and other staff members of these hospitals generally agree with the religious doctrine as laid out by the bishops? I mean, how does this complicate the issue?
What we know about how doctors feel, I've seen research that shows that 52% of OBGYNs in the United States have some kind of objections to the religious policies of their own Catholic hospitals. So that's telling us about roughly half of the doctors are not comfortable with all the policies. And I also know that the doctors that work in Catholic hospitals are about the same sort of religious breakdown as any other hospital. There's the same number of, you know, Catholic, non-Catholic Christian, Jewish, Hindu. So we're really, you know, Catholic hospitals have grown to such a point that they're hiring and serving kind of the same population as any other hospital. They don't necessarily have the same belief systems. And the doctors that I talk to in my qualitative research certainly have objections to some of their miscarriage management restrictions and some of the abortion restrictions, some of the sterilization restrictions, and they find ways to work around them or else they become very frustrated. I kind of hear about all the different scenarios.
So what's going to be the answer here to solve the problem? Is it a matter of Catholic hospitals handing out a pamphlet saying, here's the advice you will get, and here's the advice we will not give you in these cases, or do you want something more?
Well, women certainly have a right to know what their medical options are. So that at the end of the day has to be the bottom line, that they are given complete, accurate medical information so that they can make informed decisions.
Anything beyond that?
That would be a good start.
Okay. Carrie Moss is the Executive Director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Michigan, and Dr. Lori Friedman is an Assistant Professor in Medical Sociology at the University of California, San Francisco, talking about the ACLU lawsuit against the United States Conference for Catholic Bishops on behalf of a Michigan woman. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Lester.
Thank you.